Is Touch of Evil the best Orson Welles film? Find out today on Really Old Movies. Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing the film Touch of Evil from 1958 as part of my Arthur Lyons Film Noir Festival specialty episodes. This is the concluding film that I watched of the four movies at this festival. So some essential details about Touch of Evil. This is based on a mystery novel called Badge of Evil by Whit Masterson. Universal Studios cast Charlton Heston, who also recommended Orson Welles to not only star in the film, but to also direct. Unfortunately, Welles was ousted out of the film editing, and Universal changed it to a more conventional way of editing and structuring. Welles wrote a memo where he outlines his creative vision for the film. As a result of this, there are multiple versions of this movie: the original theatrical that Universal put out, a 1976 version that's very close to Welles' final cut of the movie, which he cut before Universal changed it, and then a 1998 version that was edited based on the memo Orson Welles created. And Kino Lorber recently released a 4K collection that contains all three of them in one set. And of these, the festival premiered the theatrical cut. So now the basic plot. Miguel Vargas, played by Charlton Heston, he's investigating an explosion that occurred along the U.S.-Mexico border. He has recently married Susan Vargas, an American, and they are on their honeymoon. Police Captain Hank Quinlan arrives on the scene with his other cops, and they believe the culprit is a man named Sanchez, who is secretly married to Marcia, who's the daughter of the victims. When they locate Sanchez, who has connections with various gangs, Quinlan's men find sticks of dynamite in a shoebox, which is in Sanchez's bathroom. Now, this discovery startles Vargas because he was just in that restroom and he found that shoebox to be empty. So one of Quinlan's men must have planted that dynamite because it was not there. Miguel realizes that Quinlan has been doing this sort of thing for years. And Miguel is also trying to avoid these gangs since Sanchez is being arrested for a crime he didn't commit. To protect her, Susan is placed in a hotel, but Miguel doesn't realize this is a hotel that's also owned by those gangsters. He put her there to protect her from them, but this is owned by those very people. And as a result, she's kidnapped and taken to a hotel with Quinlan inside of it. Quinlan is now working with the gangsters to stop Miguel from exploiting his crimes. Susan is blamed for the murder of Grandy, who's part of this gang, but in reality, it was Quinlan who did the crime, but she's thrown into jail nevertheless. Miguel is angered and he tries to fight this gang, but he's overwhelmed by them. And Menzies, who is Quinlan's right-hand man, he decides to help Miguel and shows him Quinlan's cane that was left at the scene of the crime, proving that Susan is in fact innocent. Menzies agrees to work with Miguel and wears a wire so that they can catch Quinlan confessing to the crime. While Menzies is walking and talking with Quinlan, the microphone echoes and Quinlan suspects Menzies of betraying him and he shoots him. Miguel is unarmed and so Quinlan is chasing him and he's about to shoot him, but Menzies fatally shoots Quinlan in the head and falls into the water below. And because Susan has proved to be innocent, Miguel and her are finally reunited and are able to go into their honeymoon. And that's where the film ends. So here are my thoughts on the film. In regards to the plot, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I thought it was an amazing story. I just love these kind of crime films. This is a great example of one of them. I think this is one of the best ones I've seen. You know, you've got the corrupt cop, but you also have a good cop who's kind of the white knight, which is Miguel. You know, it keeps you on the edge of your seat. It's super thrilling, a little scary. The scene with Quinlan, played by Orson Welles, killing the guy is super scary and very darkly shot and close-ups. It's really scary. And I really loved it. It was amazing. And the whole time, you want Charlton Heston's character, Miguel, you want him to win. And you want his wife, played by Janet Leigh, Susan, you want her to be protected. So it's a great overall story. It makes you feel emotions. It makes you feel scared. it's a great overall plot, and I loved it. In regards to acting, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I thought everyone was excellent. Wells was evil and scary. Heston was heroic and cool. Loved his sunglasses. He looked like such a stud. And so many other great actors and actresses. I really love Janet Leigh. She was amazing in the movie. I even liked the gangsters. They were kind of funny, but also really scary too. So you really felt that these were real people, not actors. And I give credit to Wells for that, because he was definitely way ahead of his time. This did not feel like a stage play at all. And I'll get more into that in directing and cinematography, but yeah, it was really good. This felt like something you would watch on a crime drama today. This did not feel like a typical 50s movie. So in regards to directing, I gave that a 5 out of 5. Like I said, it was amazing. Wells is a fantastic director. Each scene is set up so well. The casting was great. The camera work is amazing. This is definitely Wells in his prime. This is a great, great film that he made here. And he uses a lot of the techniques you see him use in Citizen Kane, Magnificent Ambersons. But to me, this is really an example of utilizing them and having learned from them. He can now use them in a much better way than in those other two. To me, this is their fullest form, the uses of camera work, angles, cinematography, black and white coloring, dynamic characters, three-dimensional villains. Like, this is amazing. All right, in regards to cinematography and special effects, I also gave a 5 out of 5. This is some of the best I have ever seen. There's one scene in particular. It's a tracking shot. That, to me, is one of the best shots of the movie. It starts out, we're like walking along the street with the different people, see all the different parts of the town, all the different people driving, walking, all of that. And then it ends with our leads driving up in their car to the border crossing. It was amazing. Love that tracking shot. Supposedly, it's one of the hardest shots to do for a couple of reasons, but mainly because the extra who's playing the crossing guard, he just had a hard time remembering his lines. He had to do it over and over again. But yeah, that was an excellent scene. And even the daytime shots were really well done. There's a scene with Miguel driving around in his car around the abandoned town. It's incredible because it's actually in the car, or at least being towed by the car. It's not the typical car scenes you see in this era where it's a parked car, but there's a moving background. No, there's someone actually driving this car. It's incredible. And because of this, this gives it a more sense of realism that you rarely see in the 50s and even the 60s. So I was really impressed with that. In regards to music, gave it a 5 out of 5. I really felt that it really set the tone and the mood of the movie. It was really well done. I believe it was done by the same guy who did Citizen Kane music. I'll have to check again, but it was really, really excellently done. Excellent score. I loved it. So 5 out of 5. So overall, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 5 out of 5. I thought this was a perfect movie, so I 100% recommend it. You know, I like Citizen Kane, but this is way better of a movie. This, to me, should be celebrated way more than Citizen Kane. Don't get me wrong, I liked it, and it's an interesting story, and it's a great, you know, combiner of a lot of techniques developed, but this, to me, is the best use of that. This is a much better movie for set design, camera work, storytelling, acting. It's amazing. But yeah, I love this movie. I am definitely picking up the 4K from Kino Lorber. I love to see all the different versions of it, just to compare them to the one that I saw. But yeah, overall, fantastic movie. I highly recommend it. Especially if you're a fan of Citizen Kane, I would say I dare you to watch this and tell me if this is not better than Citizen Kane. So I personally think it is. Well, those are my thoughts and feelings on Touch of Evil from 1958. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure to subscribe to our Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.